All right, good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on Saturday morning, April 25th, 2015. Looking forward to a great show today. Today we're going to have Kate Keller of the Metropolitan Golf Association. To know Kate is to love Kate. She's just one of the great people in the business. Just one of those fun people to be around, smart, thoughtful. If you've been involved with the Metropolitan Golf Association on some level or any level, there's no doubt you've probably have done something that she's been a part of on the administrative end. So she does a lot for them, and just like I said, a great person. I'm really looking forward to talking with her. She's the director of member services and public relations and special events, and the MGA certainly does have a lot of all of those, to be honest with you. It's a tremendous organization in the metropolitan area. So she's going to be a wealth of knowledge and should be a fantastic interview. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Kate Keller of the MGA. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. Scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabiel has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined by Kate Keller, Director of Member Services, Public Relations, and Special Events at the Metropolitan Golf Association. How you doing, Kate?
Hi, good afternoon, Anthony. How are you? I'm doing great.
You know, before we get started, a couple of orders of business on the personal level. Number one, I know you had promised to play more golf. I just wanted to know for yourself, how is that coming along?
Yeah.
Is that happening? Are we doing that? Are we taking
it? It is a reality.
All right.
I definitely played so much more golf in 2014, and I'm certainly looking to do the same in 2015. So thank you for asking.
Yeah, and let's hope that in 2015, the second point was that I get to be included in one of those rounds, because I've been dying to play with you. I know it'd be a good time, and so let's make sure that happens.
I would love that, and we'll get Woody involved as well. I know he's been asking about getting us all together, so we'll have to put that on one of the Met Golf Writers outing.
Absolutely. Oh, you know what? We can. I know some people over there, so
yeah.
maybe they can make that happen.
We'll see.
So, spring is finally upon us. It's been a long and dreadful winter. I know you got to go away a little bit, but you're never too far because there's always plenty to work on at the Metropolitan Golf Association. It's just such a huge organization in terms of manpower, in terms of getting volunteers, and just talk about how long you've been at the Metropolitan Golf Association and what you do for them at this point in time.
Sure. I can hardly believe it, but I'm going into my 14th year at the MGA.
Tremendous.
We just continue to grow year after year, and it's truly, we have an incredible team. We work really hard. We work very well together. We've grown so much in terms of our communications, our first-rate championships just continually outdo themselves, and Brian Mahoney and his team and Jeannie McCoy and her team for the championships and communications do such an amazing job. I work in the member services department, so my colleague Kevin Klein and I basically handle all of our education programs for our clubs. Even though the official start of the golf season is April 1st, Kevin and I are tasked with a lot of quote-unquote preseason events, handicap and rule seminars, our Green Chairman Education Series, are involved with various regional golf shows, where we just provide information about MGA membership, our club rep program. We had our spring club rep meeting about a few weeks ago at this point. So we're just, educational portion has been is in the books, and now we're moving towards championship season. So and the club rep program, I'm actively involved in that. That's kind of my main focus in the member services department. And we have regional meetings throughout the year. It's an ongoing program. So I'm really excited about some of the new things that we're going to try with that group in 2015.
So, and as you say, the championship season just about upon us. And so, as they say, let the games begin.
Yeah.
You have, it's amazing. You look at the championship schedule and just the schedule in general, like looking at, and we'll get to the play days in a minute, but you look at 21 championships. I mean, that is a lot. I know you have a couple of a special one in the Met Open, and we'll get to that, but just that alone, 21 championships is just it's amazing that it's that large of a championship season for you guys.
It is. And again, I go back to Brian Mahoney and his team. They deserve all the accolades, because 21 championships, most of them have five qualifying rounds per championship. We
right.
also conduct qualifying rounds for the USGA, so we've got the US Open local and sectional qualifying rounds that the MGA conducts as well. So when the season starts, they literally buckle their seatbelt and work, a tremendous amount of hours to, put together such a great championship schedule. And our first event, our first championship is our senior amateur, and that starts that's May 5th and 6th, and that's at Westchester Country Club. So, we're really kind of excited to kick things off. And today, I'm calling you from the spectacular Friars Head on Long Island. We have our MGA Media Day here today at Friars Head. So we had Dan Hicks was our moderator, and we had Tommy McDonough, David Pastore, and our Met Open champion Grant Sturgeon sit on the panel and talk a little bit about their experiences with Ken Bacht, who is obviously a very successful amateur golfer and also the managing member here at Friars Head. So it's been a great day, and this really kind of officially kicks off our championship season.
Yeah, it's just it's amazing, and you can't go wrong with a day out at Friars Head. Just a beautiful,
right.
beautiful piece of property. But just getting back to that 21 events, I was just thinking, like, May to October is pretty much the golf season, and that's pretty much my radio season, because we don't really broadcast over the winter. Not a lot of golf on Long Island being played over the winter months, but so that short time, you in the course of the season of my show, you've conducted 21 events, which is just astounding to me. And then you look at the respect that the MGA gets. You're at Friars Head, Tuxedo, Baltusrol, Wingfoot, Nassau Country Club. I mean, there's a lot of a lot of respect that these courses give the Metropolitan Golf Association and your team, because they know that their course is in good hands, and they're willing to be a part of the Metropolitan Golf Association.
Yeah, well, we're so fortunate, to have the support of our member clubs. And when Brian was going through our championship schedule at our press conference, and was listing the clubs that are hosting our championships, and we could not do what we do without the support of our clubs that host qualifiers and championships throughout the season. I mean, it is truly impressive, and we literally could not conduct our first class championships without the support of our the members and staff of our member clubs.
Yeah, absolutely, and they couldn't. And it just happens to be that just the Metropolitan Golf area has just some of the best and historic golf courses in the world. So everybody benefits. I want to take a short break, and we'll have more with Kate Keller from the Metropolitan Golf Association. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891, and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
La Marmite Restaurant is a Long Island landmark The tradition remains, but the menu, music, and vibe are all new. Golfers enjoy our wine selections from the vineyards of Ernie Els, Luke Donald, Jack Nicklaus, and Jim Nance, along with music on Friday and Saturday nights. Visit our website at lamarmeatrestaurant.com for more details. Choose La Marmite for your next night out. We'll make it a special one.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Please be joined by Kate Keller, Director of Member Services, Public Relations, and Special Events at the Metropolitan Golf Association. Kate, you have a pretty, we were just talking about the championship season, and you do have a special event coming up here in, well, in the middle of the summer, but the 100th annual Met Open Championship. That's a remarkable achievement.
Oh my gosh, we are just so excited to celebrate the 100th playing of the Met Open and all that that encompasses, you know, the history of the event, the history of the sites where we've hosted the championship,
sure.
The history of the past champions and the stories that, you know, that each and every Met Open tells. I mean, each one is a special and unique experience. And, you know, going through, you know, our communication staff has done a tremendous job going through all of our records, going through our photo archives, and, you know, we're kind of celebrating that through the magazine and the website and in our Met Golf for Extra throughout the season leading up to the Met Open. So obviously we're going to be on the East Course at Wingfoot, so it will be just, I think Wingfoot is just such a special place.
Yeah, absolutely.
To have, you know, the 100th Met Open being played there on the East Course is just going to be, it's going to be a real treat. And this year, we've got, we're going to do some special events surrounding, you know, the playing of the Met Open. We're going to do host a past champions dinner for the first time. So I think that that's going to be just a really neat way to get so many of these past champions in a room together and celebrate the history of the Met Open, along with the MGA and our friends from our clubs. And it's going to be a really neat way to kick off the week. We've got the Pro-Am, both courses at Wingfoot for morning and afternoon, which will raise funds for Caddy Scholarship Funds and the MGA Foundation. So there's a really unique fundraising opportunity in conjunction with all of the celebratory events going on that week as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there, folks, go to the mgagolf.org and you'll see the stuff on the website about they have Met Open moments and stuff like that. So it's a lot of history of the Open, and you'll get a little background on the event itself. And then, you know, it's not just the highly competitive golf that you guys deal with. You also deal with the amateurs, like, you know, me and you and you, you know, with the play days. So I kind of like the fact that you guys were, you know, not everybody has, you know, either the talent or the time to be competitive golfers on an amateur level. But it is fun to be able to compete. And I think it's nice that although you do service some tremendous events and some tremendous golfers in the Met area, you do have and do spend and carve out a little time for the weekend warrior like myself with the play days. Just talk a little bit about that and how you made that part of the MGA program as well.
Sure. Well, you know, I think that, you know, when we created the play days, and I'm going to go ahead and say, I think it's the 10th year, actually, celebrating the 10th year of these play days. And, you know, we just wanted to find a way, you know, our championships, we do have championships for really golfers of all abilities. But
right. We
wanted to kind of expand that because we do understand that our members, you know, there are people, like, you know, like myself that, you know, I mean, I'm going to go on record. I'm a 30 handicap, and I love to play competitive golf. And we wanted to make sure that we can create a championship feel and create a tournament, if you will, for the average golfer. So these play days have just been wildly successful because you do feel like you're participating in an MGA championship. You're getting the scoring. You're having prizes. You know, it's you're literally getting everything that our, you know, that our high, our, you know, high caliber players are receiving, the same, you know, level of service from the MGA. So this year we've got a great lineup of courses. Kevin Klein, who I share an office with, kind of runs our play days, and he does a great job. They're one-day events open to men and women of all ages and all abilities. Prizes for both net and gross. We're at Knollwood, Tallgrass, Woodmere, I think it's we're at Harbor Links on the island. I mean,
sure.
There's a whole host of
Patriot Hills up in Stony Point, which is a wonderful track itself.
That's a great one. We'll be at Shackamaxon. We'll be at Greenbrook. So we really try at Sterling Farms.
Yep.
So we try to hit all of our regions, and you know, we've got a nice blend of both public and private facilities in there. So the price point is certainly very affordable. So you get a really nice day for, I think it's $80 a golfer. So
beautiful.
It's a really fun experience.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And another thing that you guys started, which I think is wonderful, is the We Golf campaign and initiative.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I think it's tremendous. And this is fairly new. I think this is the first year you're doing it, correct?
This is the first year we're doing it. And, you know, I was approached by Brad Worthington and Heath Wassum, both of whom it's the president and the honorary president of the Met PGA. And, you know, we had kind of shared some experiences over the years, and I kind of, you know, I publicly talked about, you know, how I was, even though I was in the business, I was very intimidated to take up the game. And, you know, I think I've even talked about it on your show, Anthony.
Yep.
So, you know, we kind of put our heads together and came up with We Golf. And it's basically a four-event series that will introduce young professional women to the game of golf. And, you know, we had our launch on April 16th at Chelsea Piers, and Rhonda Vettieri, the chief technology officer at Estee Lauder, was our guest speaker. And she, you know, we had about 50 people in attendance, and we have some truly the best and brightest golf professionals in the Met section right now volunteering their time. They've been handpicked based on, you know, their experience with beginner golfers and, you know, their dedication to other growth of the game initiatives and, you know, and their passion for the game, you know, honestly, and their energy and enthusiasm, because we want to create something where these young women go and feel comfortable, and we want to provide them with all the tools they'll need and kind of hold their hand through the process, because as we all know, it's a pretty intimidating and scary experience for someone to take up a sport like golf, where you,
sure.
there's, you know, it's not like, you know, I mean, we've got PGA Junior League, which is a great way to get juniors involved, but unless you have a connection to the game, you don't really know how to start that program. And I can't tell you how many women reached out to me and say, Kate, I want to learn how to play. I understand and appreciate the benefits, both, you know, professionally and personally. How do I do that? And that's why we came up with We Golf, because now we have this series where we can literally walk them through the process and help them, you know, feel comfortable on the golf course.
You know, I think you make a great point. I think golf is different from other sports in that, you know, you can mostly pick up any sport from the neighborhood,
right.
You know, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, throwing it around. You know, I mean, maybe you don't play ice hockey, but you get your street sticks out and you can play in the street,
sure.
or whatever the case may be. But golf is, I mean, different in that regard. And so you make up a good point. Unless you have a connection to the game, like, you know, my parents didn't play the game. I was one of those people who was intimidated and didn't, you know, I played other sports and stuff. I didn't have a connection, like you said. You know, my children play the game now, so they have a connection. And so this is a really wonderful way for women, like you said, to feel comfortable about joining the game of golf.
You know, and there's just, you know, I think there's the misconception across the board that golf has so many rules and you can wear this and you have to do this and what's with the equipment. And I think women have so many, golfers in general, you know, beginner golfers in general, just have so many questions. But women in particular, because, you know, there is that very, very, you know, that stereotype that, you know, it's not a women-friendly sport. And that's absolutely not the case.
Sure.
And I started playing more because I had some incredibly encouraging people that you know, kind of helped me get over my fears, and I think that this program will do that for, you know, for women in a really kind of women-friendly, comfortable environment. You know, there's going to be a social aspect, social networking. These women can talk to each other, not just about golf, but about business and life, and, you know, have some cocktails and get some, you know, small group lessons by some of the best professionals around. So.
And like everything that you do, it's all well thought out. I mean, you have the meet, you know, you started with a meet and greet, then you go to like a clinic, then you have like a little more in-depth clinic where you're going to go on the course, and you sort of finish up with an on-course experience, which I think is nice. You know, you're taking, you know, you're sort of, it's like you come in as a freshman,
right.
And then you sort of graduate to the golf course. So I think that's
exactly.
Kind of, you know, it's a nice developmental, you know, theme that you have going.
And every step of the way, we're going to give them, you know, tips and instruction on the rules, on what to wear, how to get equipment, you know, what courses are available. And I think that, you know, Chelsea Piers is going to, you know, host at our first event. They're going to host our clinic. And then we're going to be at Moshaloo, home of the first tee of Metropolitan New York, which is just a great facility in the Bronx, 9 holes. And again, you know, the staff of the first tee in Moshaloo, they're going to be able to be really super welcoming to these women and encourage them to come back and play more golf. And ultimately, that's what we want, is for more women to take up this game.
Absolutely. And I would even go one step further, and it would be nice, be pretty cool if all these women went on like a trip, you know, to some sort of destination, or whether, you know,
yeah.
So whether it's like a local, you know, casino, where like a resort where they have golf, where now you can go, you could have a little fun dancing, you have a little spa, whatever, and sort of further the bond for these people who are now taking the game together. They'll always have that friendship.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's, you know, some of my closest friends right now are people that I didn't know until I started playing golf with them. So,
yep.
You know, I've been so fortunate. And I think that, you know, it's a pilot program. So this is our first year. And I think that, you know, the initial interest has been really overwhelming. So
right.
I think that, you know, we've got some goals past year one, and hopefully kind of further developing, you know, the next step to the program. Is there going to be, you know, a level two, you know, a level three, and, you know,
yeah,
and maybe even do somewhat of a PGA junior league for women.
Right.
You know, and you know, we're going to incorporate some of the PGA of America's initiatives, like Get Golf Ready, and, you know, so that they're really we're going to give them everything that they need to feel comfortable playing the game.
Absolutely. Well, Kate, I can't thank you enough for being part of the program.
Thanks for having me.
And when if Wii Golf ever goes on a destination, I don't care if I'm the only guy on
the
trip.
You're coming.
I'm more than happy to oblige. All right. So don't worry about it.
We would love that.
Well, thank you so much. I really think. I, you know, like I said, it's just always a pleasure to have you on. It's always a pleasure to be around you. And,
you
know, it's just good luck to the season, and look forward to catching you around the way.
Sounds good. Well, we're going to play golf this year, so I'm holding you to it.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care. Thanks again, Anthony.
You got it. Take
Bye-bye.
Care, Kate. Bye-bye. All right. That was at the Metropolitan Golf Association, Director of Member Services, Public Relations, and Special Events. Really a tremendous woman, and does so much for the organization that does so much for local golfers. And like I said, the championship schedule is just amazing when you look at it and you think about it. I mean, how many organizations can say they went to Friars Head and Baltusrol and Wingfoot and Nassau Country Club, just to Meta de Conch? You know, just some tremendous golf courses, and they're part of their championship schedule. So it's just, you know, it's an amazing organization, and Kate is an important part of that team. And I love this Wii Golf structure for getting more women involved in the game of golf. We all know that it's a significant portion of the population being undervalued, I think, in the golf industry. So hats off to Kate Keller and the team at the MGA for coming up with Wii Golf. And you can go on to mgagolf.org to see more about Wii Golf. And like she said, just a simple meet and greet, but if you'd like to go to the introductory clinic, there it's on Sunday, May 17th from 4 to 6 at the Golf Club at Chelsea Piers. So that'll be fun. And then, as she said, the in-depth clinic is on the 28th, Sunday the 28th from 4 to 6, and then Sunday, July 26th is the on-course experience. So really, I really like the way they did that. I really like the way they handle their programs there. And I know she said it's only a pilot program, but I believe it'll be a program that stays for quite some time. She really does. They really do everything first class there, I have to say. I haven't been a part of some of their events. They don't really ever do it. They always seem to do it the right way. Let's put it that way. So really happy about that program and happy for Kate for getting that going. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll wrap things up. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Here at last season, Shore Golf Supplies and Golf Club Repair. We're up in PGA Golf Construction. They will not underhold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east, how about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? South Shore Golf, take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me this beautiful Saturday morning. Hopefully you guys will get a chance to get out on the golf courses this today and this season. Just looking forward to another great season. Really want to thank my sponsors, for everybody who's been a part of it, and you know, making the fifth season off to a great success, and looking forward to many more. Thank you for joining me this week. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Just on the surface.